Yes, he's back in the studio when we're not there once again for the third straight week, the great Steve Blocker-Oates. How are you, Blocker?
Ah, gentlemen, I've never been better. You know why I don't come with you, don't you? I'm a creature of habit.
I love, Block, what you do when you get in there too, because we can see you and
yes,
you're just looking around, looking
too.
At the walls
yes.
and you're looking, and you've got your paper. I love when you've got the paper.
Here it is. I've got a couple of papers.
Yeah, you got the team list.
Yeah,
what's the other paper?
Well, just Blockbet.
Blockbet.
Just a little bit of paper. Hey, mate, I love Clarkie, as you know, you blokes.
Mm. Hey, I'm here.
I know you are. Mate, you're a mad tiger man. I love you for that too. But,
yeah, I am.
Mate,
get him on the board.
Mate, what's happened to your pool? You've got no pool anymore. I haven't received...
You asked me something else, then.
No, I haven't received...
I thought received, you said pool as in
no,
P-O-O-L.
As in pool in the world. Like
oh, no,
marketing-wise and all that sort of stuff.
Gone.
Mate, you know what? I haven't got one call from Rams or Ram or
nothing.
Whatever. Nothing.
You know what? I actually know the owner of Ram.
Well, give
Neville
him a call.
Yeah, I'll send him a text.
Oh, you know what? I know
I've been a bit lazy.
I know Neville too.
Yeah,
Neville
he owns
well.
Ram. That's
Does
one
he?
Of his brands. He's got Maserati,
well,
Ram.
Well, let me say this.
I don't know. He might still have Ferrari. I'm not sure.
Well, let me say this. Nifty.
Yeah, Nev, get
onto
it.
Give us a call.
Call the text the Block.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know the other thing I noticed you blokes doing today? The weather. Clarkie.
What do you reckon?
Mate, you're the new Tim Bailey. Mate, he was a stylish bloke. Whatever happened to Timmy? I love Timmy. He's a good fella. But where is he now? He should be on that program. Where are they now?
Sunbaking somewhere, I reckon, Timmy. He loved a tan as much as anyone.
Well, you're classy like him. You should
I
do
think
the
he's
weather.
In Manly. He lives in Manly, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's on
does
the beaches, I'm yeah. sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm a weatherman. I'm not sure I've got the...
No,
I just like to keep it simple. Like, how hard is it? Today's a beauty.
Yeah.
Not a cloud in the sky.
It's
Get
a crack,
outside and enjoy
yeah.
it. Cracker.
It's a cracker out there.
It's a cracker out there. Enjoy it. Tomorrow, not so good.
Yeah. Hey, boys, I've got something for you. I want a rule change. And I don't know if you're with me or all the people who will be with me, right? Last night, Bailey Sorensen, right? Simonson, sorry, his name. Bailey Simonson. He hits the best player in the game, Tedesco. Now, Tedesco goes off, fails his HIA, right? And then he comes back on. Simonson comes back on. Now, that's foul play. He's hit him in the head. Why don't they, if you can't make it back out on the field and you fail it, that player shouldn't come back on the field for foul play. What happens if it happens in the grand final, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Block, because actually when I first saw it, I was okay with him being sent to the sin bin and not sent off. But I understand where you're coming from because the advantage then goes to Parramatta because you've taken out the best player from the opposition
100%.
And he gets to come back on. So, but I was thinking Tedesco would come back on because I didn't, even though he hit him in the head, I thought, oh, well, he'll be okay, he'll come back on. But you make a good point, but
well, I've got
I don't
for
know.
You. Imagine, we talk about how important Tommy is for Manly, for example.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's say Manly's in the GF.
Yep.
Why are you not setting one of your blokes up, old school, take him out, right? And you go for 10 minutes. Mate, that's grand final over for Manly.
Yeah. Well, they've still got the option to send someone
Send you off.
And
yeah.
I think you can tell maybe if it's...
Deliberate?
Deliberate.
Yeah.
Then see, last night I didn't think that was deliberate.
Deliberate
he was coming
yeah.
in hard to make the tackle. Teddy drops a fraction. No excuse, though.
Yeah.
He hit him in the stock.
And you know the other side, Block? That means we're then making decisions based on the injury. So, you know, how do you... If you break someone's jaw, but you don't... Or you... Okay, that's a bad example. If you if you injure someone and they break a bone, a lot of the time you don't know until they go and have a scan, for example.
Good point.
I think it's hard to judge the decision based on someone's injury as well.
Well,
I'm saying
if they deem it foul play. Now, if you... The way the game is now, if you hit someone in the head, they deem it foul play.
Yep. Mm.
Right? So you get sent to the sin bin. And if that bloke can't come back on, he's your best player. That just happens to be their best player.
Yeah. But the only other thing, too, Block, I would say to that is you know as well as anyone, if you're on the edge, all right, and you're passive with your defence at times, that's okay.
Mm.
But if you want to try and stop it down and you're coming in with speed...
Yeah, you jam someone. Yeah.
If you go to jam someone... Mm. And they change direction at the last moment, it's pretty difficult to pull out. You know, it's just one of those things where if you take that away from teams, because if you're starting to send too many blokes off for rushing out of the line and trying to shut down the play and it can go wrong, they mightn't sort of start doing that anymore. It might be more
passive. But we're all talking about duty of care with blokes' heads now, aren't we? That's the whole point.
Oh, yeah, but then you could say that any head-high tackle, you've got to be sent from the field as well.
Mm.
You know, I don't think
I don't think anyone now these days deliberately goes out to head high anyone or anything. Yeah. But a lot of it's accidents. But in saying that, you know, we've got to protect blokes' heads now. Otherwise, you end up a dribbler like me.
No, I get that point as well, Block. And I don't know, mate. I honestly don't know, because we'll have this argument, because the longer we, you know, keep playing a contact sport, the more 100%. The rules will continue to change. You know, where do we leave rugby league in the next 10, 20 years?
And it always seems to be a bigger issue or a larger conversation when it happens to a big fish. We're talking about, you know, Tedesco now. If that same hit is on, you know, second roller at the Tigers, are we having the same conversation?
No, that's right. Mate, you heard Wirra Hargreaves last night say to the referee, if that would have been me, I would have been sent off.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I agree. I think he would have been. I actually think, but that's also, that's life in that sport as well, right? You earn your reputation.
Yeah, he lives on the edge.
We all sit in that boat.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mine's just worse than yours.
It depends who you ask.
Yeah, good point.
but that's always been the case, though, Brock. And you would know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that you at times got, you know, sent from the field or 10 minutes or got penalised because it was you.
Yeah,
100%. Rather than someone that's a clean skin.
Well,
so
there was a number of times I went into the judiciary and I pleaded insanity.
How'd that go?
Not real good.
Block bet. What have you got?
Oh, block bet. Ah, yes. I've got the Dolphins to win head-to-head. Now, a lot of people are backing the Saints. I can't see it. I think they'll be too tough for the Saints, in my opinion. The Dolphins will win head-to-head, right? The Cowboys, they've got to win by four or more, right? Yep. So I've got the Cowboys by four or more. They're going to come good. What's happened to them this season? They're going to eventually come good. And my other one is Valentine Holmes to score 10 points or more. The goal kicker, I reckon he might get a try and a few goals. So Valentine Holmes to score 10 points or more. And the odds for that is a juicy $13.
$13 in the same spot as Loz's Big Sports Breakfast Multi, courtesy of Sticky Wings. So on the Tab app, the Tab website, click on Sport and today's offers. You'll see them both there.
Has anything annoyed you this week, Block? Or are you travelling okay this week?
Well, I am travelling okay, but I will say this, and it's going to, I'm going off a little bit early because it's going to annoy me tomorrow because I've done this before. Now, I'm going to Mudgee to do the game, right?
So and you're travelling tomorrow?
I'm travelling tomorrow, so I'm doing the Manly side up against Newcastle Knights in Mudgee. Now, I want to talk to whoever's in charge of roadworks and the speed that we do, right? How come we've got to go 100 kilometres, then it goes down to 60, and then it goes back up to 110, and then it goes back down to 40, and then it goes... Can they please make their bloody well mind up what the speed limit is? Because you know what, Loz? When I drive... This might surprise you. I daydream.
Yes. Well, Block, you can't daydream when you
That's right. I drive. Know that. That's why I want the speed limit.
Right. But you know what? If the speed limit was just the same through that whole road, all right, you would probably daydream more.
I probably wouldn't.
Least with the changes of speed, you have to think. And you have to slow down.
Well, you have
to accelerate.
That's where they're testing you, Bob.
That's where you let yourself down.
Well, I don't know what sort of car you drive, Loz, but I'd imagine it'd be a pretty
Ferguson Toyota.
Right, let me tell you about this. Cruise control.
Yes. If you put
so then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. There's another thing. Don't use the cruise control and just use your foot on the accelerator. On, off. On, off.
That makes more sense. Yes.
We've got to take a quick break. But just before, we were speaking to Mitchell Stark, who is involved in a charity golf day for the Sargood Foundation there at Long Reef Golf Club on Monday on the Northern Beaches in Sydney. Now, the Sargood Foundation, they assist people living with spinal cord injuries. And there's a silent auction For people to get involved, you text SARGOOD, that's S-A-R-G-O-O-D, 23, SARGOOD 23, to 0488 811 687 to get involved. 0488 811 687 if you want to be involved in that silent auction. Steve Blocker-Roche joining us. And Blocker, I'm just seeing an article by Matty Johns in today's Telegraph, where ahead of the Canberra-Penrith game tonight, the 6 o'clock game on Fox League, he's done a combined best players from both sides since your grand
final
victory
every week, though,
in
he?
1989. Not sure if he does it every week. No, this is. I think he's done this specifically.
What, the best Canberra side of all time?
No, no, no. He's done a combined Penrith-Canberra side since 1989.
Oh, okay.
So this is what Matty Johns in the Telegraph today has come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Fullback, Brett Mullins. You'd be pretty happy with that, Loz.
Yep.
Wingers, which I'm sure... No, wingers, Brian To'o and Luke Lewis. I'll just read the side and you can then blow up at the end of it if you need to.
No, no, no.
Centres, Mal Meninga and Brad Fittler. 5'8", Laurie Daly.
Of course.
7, Ricky Stewart.
Yep.
In the middles, he's got Lazarus, Clyde and Isaiah Yeo. His hookers, Royce Simmons. His back row is Viliami Kikau and David Ferner. The coach, Johnny Lang. That's what Matty's come up with. I mean, this is one of the classic pub arguments.
Yeah, it's all
it?
Subjective too, isn't it? You could, yeah, there's a lot of players that you left out that could have, yeah, in anyone's team would be a little bit different. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and yeah, there's so many wonderful players. Isn't it, Block? You have the discussion about, you know, the best players ever played with the Tigers or the best players ever played with Penrith or Raiders.
Yeah.
And you could name a couple. You know, it's just so hard to define.
I'll tell you what, I saw a similar thing to that. I saw a great show on the English Super League, and it's like great players. Like, I'll give you an example. So say it was Ellery Hanley, and Ellery Hanley goes, the greatest team I ever played with, right? And he says, number one at fullback is Gary Jack. And they show a couple of minutes highlights of Gary Jack. And then he goes, well, the greatest winger I ever played with and the greatest winger of all time in my mind, it's his team, right? In my mind is Martin O'Fire. And then they show visions of him playing. Mate, geez, it's good. I'm very interested in, you know, what great players thought their best team they ever played with is. It's a similar thing to what Matty's doing.
Yeah, and they'd be all different too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, 100%. But a lot of people would say instead of Mullins, they'd say Gary Belcher because of his combination with Mal Meninga. Did you ever see a bloke run off Mal better than Gary Belcher? He just had that understanding with him, you know?
Yeah. It's always a good pub argument about who's better. But the thing is, there's not much that splits them all, to be perfectly honest, you know? And I've always said, say, with a bloke like Bradley Clyde, if you lined him up with the greatest locks of all times, you know, your Ray Prices and Ronnie Coutts and Johnny Rapers
different areas would have different ideas. But
yeah, that's exactly right.
Mate, Bradley Clyde changed the game. I'd never ever seen a bloke play like him with kick returns and how many times he'd run the ball. And mate, he was unbelievable. His work rate, he was the first.
Yeah,
he was probably the first really big engine player, wasn't he?
Yeah, and someone that could do a front rower's job, but also could play, as they call them these days, the wide edge back rower.
Mate, he was unbelievable, Clyde.
Big game for the Raiders tonight. $3.80 outsiders at home. Penrith $1.27. 10.5 is the line with Tab. Now, Jamin Semin has been cleared after he suffered a finger injury at training this week. Of course, this is the first match since that huge blow up. Sorry?
What was the comment?
Weak-gutted dog.
Weak-gutted dog.
Yeah. First game between the two
it's
clubs
a little bit
since
heavy,
that. And Isaiah Yeo, who extended this week until the end of 2027, plays his 200th game as well tonight.
Isaiah Yeo's up to 200 already.
Already, 200. Yeah. I just had a quick look. Wow. He's 28 years of age. Feels like he hasn't been around for that long, has it?
Jeez,
he's up to 200.
He's the modern day. The English used to play like that with their lock forwards being a ball player, and now it's come back into our game. He's probably the best at it now, Isaiah Yeo.
What do you reckon?
Oh, hard to disagree.
Mm.
I think that Isaiah Yeo and Nathan Cleary, their combination keeps Penrith in a lot of games, even when they're not at their best, and they understand each other's importance
and they identify with well with each other whose turn it is to have the ball and have some control, which is not easy to do at times when you've got a dominant playmaker like Nathan. So, I think he re-signed for another 4 years after this year. So he's on track to play 300 games.
Mm. How good is it? He'll be a one-club player, won't he?
Oh, you'd think so.
I think so.
I think he stated that when he re-signed.
That's the other thing I want to talk to you too. You know, Jack Whiten during the week putting himself on the open market. I can understand why he's doing it. But surely Canberra's got to come to the part. Mate, you've got to keep him there. You've got to be a one-club player. Mate, you know what it's like, Loz. If you're a one-club player and you retire 20 years down the track, you're still going to all the functions, doing all the things there that, you know, it's a pride thing, isn't it? Jack, I can understand why he's put himself on the market because of the big money wavered around now, right? Yeah. But, I reckon they should jump in. I don't reckon they should lose him.
Yeah, I don't think he'll leave, Bob.
I hope not.
I'm pretty confident he'll stay. But I've got no issue at all with him going and finding out what he's worth
on the open market. Yeah. Mate, he's a $1 million player in my mind anyway.
Now, the boys from Robertson Lots, they need some help.
Yeah.
Tomorrow they're on the punt in Canberra.
And they're
looking for a place or two in Canberra that's good for the punt on a Saturday afternoon. What was the joint the other day we were talking about? Tuggies?
Tuggies is back in the day, though. Yeah, but there's tuggies everywhere.
Okay, great.
There is. You're right there, Loz.
There always is, Blocky. Tell you what, I might put the feelers out and see where the best place to go is.
Okay.
Stand by, boys.
0419 767 272. People in the nation's capital who want to help the boys from Robertson, who have been asking all week, give us somewhere for a punt. That's great in the nation's capital on Saturday afternoon for day one of the championships. Plenty will come through.
Yeah, you go to the Kingston Hotel. I think that's got a good area to have a punt in.
Somewhere where they turn the sound up.
Well, here, Dave Stanley's just texted me.
The ruck.
The ruck.